Hi, Arturo. Thanks for calling back. Are you out in the field today?
I'm at my office right now. I just got to my office right now, and I got a few minutes before it.
I gotcha. Yeah, wasn't sure why that call ended as abruptly as it did. So you're asking about what Apple uses. Apple actually uses Bing. So, I mean, you know, Bing is the other major search engine other than Google, and about 1 out of 10 users will choose Bing over Google, and Apple actually uses the Bing platform. They're trying to develop their own, like, legit search engine, like Yahoo. I mean, I think Yahoo, it's safe to say, used to be a search engine, and now it's really more of a directory. But, yeah, they're using Bing's platform right now. So you can be found by Apple users. You know, I mean, you'll be listed on Google and Bing as a top option.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. So we'd go, I have the same options on.
Sure.
I'll have y'all be Bing as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to mirror the content on Bing. It is only about 1 out of 10, but, I mean, that's still a lot of people, so a lot of opportunities. And,
Bing,
of course,
sucks.
We want you to. Yeah. Well, most
they never give me what I'm looking for. It's too broad. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's so broad, like, where Google, I don't know, it just, Google thinks like a human.
Yeah, yeah.
Bing thinks like, it's like, if I'm looking for whatever, like, Google will give me, like, exactly what I'm looking for, and Bing will give me, like, some stupid stuff, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just random,
You get, like, background information, you get, like, Wikipedia stuff and things like that. I mean, that's not what you're looking for. You're trying to find something. You're trying to find a number to call, and a lot of times you don't get that immediately with Bing. And maybe that is why only 1 out of 10 people use it. Most of the time, Bing users are on their smartphone. They're not searching on Bing from their computer. Maybe they've got their phone default set to Bing. But, I mean, it is still people using that service. Obviously, when Apple is piggybacking off of the Bing search engine, we still optimize you on Bing, because it is a way for people to find you. I mean, the same way that Facebook and Google Ads would help you to get those phone calls. So we were talking before about what we call the ideal package, which does include the Google Ads as well as the Facebook Ads. You're still kind of leaning in that direction, right? I mean, it's a pretty budget-friendly way to cover all of your bases, and like I said, I think it's going to help you.
Hey, let me ask you another question. Where are y'all located? Where are y'all based?
We're based in Orange County, California, halfway between LA and San Diego. So we're in California just like Facebook and Google. Most of the Google Premier partners are based in California, with just a couple of them in New York, one in Texas. But, you know, Google actually does still come to our facilities, trains us directly. Even though we're remote, we do remote meetings. So it's something that has always been part of the way we do business, is working directly with Google. Even before we were Google partners, our back-end team works with Google's back-end team. And a lot of times we can get things done faster than anybody else can. Google makes exceptions for us with PIN verification processes and things like that, although the PIN verification process is starting to get a little bit more stringent, more requirements. Businesses are definitely recommended to be licensed and insured, although that's not a requirement. It is definitely a recommendation at this point. Google definitely wants to know that you're an active business. I know that's not going to be a problem. I mean, you've got service vehicles and things like that. But for some, like single-man shows, it's kind of harder to be listed on Google these days. But as a Google Premier partner, we're still able to do that for those types of business owners.
And so
back to your question, just as a reminder, when we talked about it yesterday, we were able to reduce the cost of the ideal package. That does include $100 of Facebook ads, $300 of Google ads, and then it's $199, the reduced cost cut in half for the local search engine optimization. So the entire total for the strongest programming available at this point is $599, and again, that's with the minimum requirements, $100 for Facebook and $300 for Google. You'll get the tracking system, and we will be looking at those numbers too, and if necessary, You can always add either to your Google ad spend or your Facebook ad spend or both.
Hey, could you hold on 1 second? I'm sorry, Paul.
Sure, no problem. Arturo, are you there?
Hey, I'm sorry, man. Hey. Are you there, Josh?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm here. It's okay.
Sorry about that. I had a problem with the website.
Oh, that's okay. I totally understand. I know you got things to do, and I always do appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Okay.
So yeah.
Where were we?
So, I mean, I had a question.
I had a question about the app. Okay. Uh-huh. So 300 in Google, 100 in Facebook.
Right.
Who's making the ads?
So we are going to make those ads. We're Google partners. We're trained and certified to run Google ads. We're also Meta certified as well, Facebook. So we know what they look for, the ads that we create. And we're usually going to create between 6 and 8 different ads at a time for your business. And, of course, we'll always be kind of retooling the ones that are not seeing as much traction. But it is our job to get you, like I said, the highest return on investment, the lowest cost per click, the highest ad rank, have your ad dollars go as far as they can go. Our goal is to have you as close to 100% impression share without you having to go over the minimum requirement for those Google ads.
Okay. And so y'all design it, y'all do all of that stuff, y'all design
correct.
The ad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. I like it. I like it. Yeah, let's do all the work. How long does it take to take off?
So everything has its own timeline. I mean, obviously, we're doing a number of different things to get you on that first page, to get your phone ringing. Both Google and Facebook, we're told to say 7 to 10 business days for you to see those ads up and running. In my experience, that is worst-case scenario. It's usually 7 days or less. Sometimes it's just 2 or 3 days to get those ads up and running. So that way you can start getting phone calls while we're creating the content. It takes about 3 or 4 business days for us to create the content to get you listed on that first page. For a big metro like OKC, we would say worst-case scenario, 30 to 45 days for optimal placement. Of course, you start to see traction even much sooner than that. It is a month-to-month service, so, I mean, obviously, we have to get your phone ringing and earn your business even in that first month. And like I said, having the Facebook and Google ads in play, that's going to expedite the process as well, especially for Google. They do give preferential treatment for businesses that are using Google ads because that's still where Google makes the majority of their revenue. So they kind of do expedite things when you are also doing Google ads. So it does happen quickly.
How long do you think that I can really, how much of a timeline to really move up those ranks? What do you think to really get up there?
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, worst case scenario, and I'm not saying that this is the worst case scenario, but you are in a big metropolitan area. I would say 30 to 45 days for optimal placement. I mean, that is at least twice as fast as the industry standard, which is 60 to 90 days.
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually told on the other one about 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes they say 6 months, sometimes they say 12 months, sometimes they lock you into a contract until that time because, you know, they want to cover their bases. Like I said, although we typically say best case, 30 to 45 days, worst case scenario for best optimal placement. I mean, we're still kind of putting our neck on the line right there, you know, when we're offering the service on a month-to-month basis with reduced pricing and still having to pay for the ads, still having to put in the time to update the content. You know, like I said, we're in the hole in that first month, but our clients keep the service because it works.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I'm hearing everything you're saying. I'm also searching for material online while I'm doing this. So I'm coming up with questions I'm going through here.
I just want to make the right choice. I just want to.
No, I hear you. I mean, your success online really does depend on who you're working with. And I mean, like I said, I've been with this company for over 10 years. I would definitely say the hardest part of my job, especially in recent years, is all of these so-called SEO companies coming out of the woodworks. A lot of them actually call us, pretend they're potential customers to hear how we do things, try to replicate our pitch, our process. But, you know, we've been around since 2004. Most of the companies that are making these types of phone calls are fly-by-nights. They've been around for a year or less. Some of them are a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas. But I would definitely acknowledge that, you know, it's hard out there now to make the right choice. There's a lot of companies out there kind of muddying the waters, promising the moon and the stars.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking with a business owner that has tried it before and had a bad experience, you know, that's definitely a lot harder now than it was 4 or 5 years ago. But, you know, we do stand by our product. You know, we are Google partners and have been for almost 8 years now, as long as that partnership program has been in place. Again, we were one of the very first companies to partner up with Google for a good reason. We'd already been in business a dozen years. We had and still have a proven track record of success with putting clients on the first page in both the local map and with the paid ads. So Google recognized that even 8 years ago. And, you know, we're still with Google as a premier partner because we do still, especially with their updates and training, we do know even more than we did before we became Google partners. And, you know, now with Google Ads is a big part of what we do for a lot of our clients. Our clients do see success and keep the service long term.
Right.
And I don't know if the other company was locking you into a contract or not, but when they're telling you up front 6 months, I mean, that's kind of giving you the idea that they're not going to get the job done quickly. You know, we have to act quickly because it is a month-to-month service. We have to get your phone ringing. Like I said, the Google ads are up and running in a week or so, sometimes a lot less than that initial week. And you're going to see that return on investment even in that first month, and it's going to get even better in that second month.
Yeah. Well, I think you've answered all my questions. I think, yeah, I'm definitely going to go with you guys. We're going to do this. So, but what's that total going to be again? Was it $599?
Yeah, exactly. So the $299 setup fee that normally attaches to even the pro package, that's for the content that we create in the beginning and, you know, help us over time to update it. I'm actually waiving that $299 setup fee. We've reduced the cost of the local subscription from $399 down to $199. So we're starting with that as the local SEO base package, adding $300 for Google ads, $100 for Facebook ads. So you're looking at $599 as the exact amount. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So there's no taxes, fees, or surcharges of any kind. And, of course, there's no lead fees because the calls come directly to you. That would stay exactly $599 unless we talk to you or you talk to us and we decide that we wanted to kind of boost the Facebook ads or the Google ads. But like I said, our goal and our job really is to get your phone ringing enough unless you want to, you know, keep those guys on that you've got kind of on standby wanting to maybe even work for you full time. Unless you're really looking to ramp up your business and expand it, I think that $599 is going to do you quite well for some time. But with the tracking and the reporting and things like that, we can always look at maybe boosting the ads a little bit here and there if necessary. But you'd be looking at $599 as the out-the-door cost to get started. Like I said, we'd be waiving that one-time setup fee.
Okay.
So I do have to do this.
I can figure out, like, how much. So I need to do this, and I probably still need to stay with Angie's for a while because I'm not going to start getting ringing.
You can always do that. Yeah, I mean, it's not a lead-based service where the day that you sign up, there's already a backlog of leads that are waiting to be sent to you, will
yeah.
be sent or have already been sent to your competitors. It's not like that at all. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of our clients will wait till their phone's really ringing before they start scaling back. You don't have to cancel the Angie's outright. You've got the app. I know that business owners have told me that they can pause. across their leads for 48 hours at a time. Once we start getting your phone ringing with regularity, you'll see that you're pausing your leads more often. You will, I'm sure, at some point just say, hey, you know, I don't need the leads at all, in which case you'd talk to one of their reps and then cancel that service. But, yeah, there's no direct conflict with the lead-based service and what we do, so it is something that you can do. Sometimes they do work quite well hand-in-hand, but a lot of times my clients find that they don't need the leads as much once we get their phone ringing. So there are just those two things that I needed to do.
Point. I mean, my buddy pays his company. He pays them $14,000 a month. So
that's a lot. But if you're making the money back, if your company is doing the work and getting the return on investment, yeah, you can always scale up the business as things start rolling. You've got a good business model and a good foundation already. So, like I said, I'd have to do those two things. One is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We are going to want to, like I said, want to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, verify information off of your website, information that I have, make sure that that we know, like a mission statement if you've got one, motto, tagline, slogan, and if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. Of course, we're going to get into detail about the services, you know, maybe even focusing quite a lot on the roofing especially, focus on specific cities and zip codes and subdivisions where you want to be found. So we'll cover all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. And then the other thing that I am required to do, like I said, is to read the voice verification that gets recorded through the computer. As a Google partner, we're required to do that. It does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we are not only reducing the cost of the service, but in fact waiving the entire setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But, Mr. Chavez, if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Arturo, is that fair?
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Okay. Now give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
AAC Metro Painting, Roofing, and Construction.
Perfect. And so I have that. No comma between painting and roofing. Ampersand between roofing and construction. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Arturo Chavez, owner.
Okay. And then Arturo, as the owner of AAC Metro Painting, Roofing, and Construction, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Arturo, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Chavez, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is, in fact, our job to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. The phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Arturo, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement.
Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie leads, and like I said, there's no conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Arturo, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Chavez, that's fair enough, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that all of that information is accurate. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with the setup fee being waived, and of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 26th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $599.00. That $599, once again, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. The calls come directly to you, so there's no lead fees. Of course, there's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or anything like that, not a percentage of your profits. It's just the exact flat rate. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of both the Facebook ads as well as the Google ads. And of course, it is offered on a month-to-month basis. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $599. Once again, that rate will never go up on you unless we decide to boost the ads. And of course, we'll talk to you before that does happen. You can cancel at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And of course, you can pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Mr. Chavez, to prevent charges to your next month of service, is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Arturo, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Chavez, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does, in fact...
Wait, how long ahead do I have to tell you again? Tell me again? I'm sorry.
So we're closed on the weekend, and, okay, so I can tell you the answer, and then I can tell you actually. We say 3 to 5 business days before your billing date. So your billing date is the 26th, and as long as you call us, you know, the 23rd, you know, 3 days before your billing date, in case your billing date ever falls on the weekend. Now, I used to work many, many years ago. I did a stint in client support. So I do know firsthand that if you call us the day it bills, the day after it bills, you say, hey, I meant to call you. I wanted to put this on hold or pause. We would always refund that last payment. But to prevent the charge in itself before it happens, we do say give us a call at least 3 days before your billing date.
Okay,
so that does in fact conclude the voice verification. That first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's going to be on a Visa. Can I call you and give you that payment here in a little bit when I have that? It's the company.
Did you not have Visa. That card on file or on hand with you?
It's our company, Visa, the one that does all that. So it's one that I don't carry with me. I just carry my material card with me.
If you wanted to do that, we could. We could also put that first month on a different card, and then you can give us a call, or when we call you back for your client interview, we could update the information with the business card.
Will they not charge it?
No, we would charge that initial payment. Yeah. So if you
I can't do that.
Okay.
No, yeah, I can't do that.
So then I will wait to schedule your follow-up call until after I speak with you. But there are several spots available. There is still 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. There's also 3 o'clock later today. So I'll call you back in, what, about a half hour or so?
Let me see. Hold on. I'm going to go. I'm about to leave right now. I was telling the guy that I was talking to earlier that I'm going to be going here soon.
Okay.
I only have a certain amount of time to talk, so then I'm going to go and get into something here real quick. It's better if I just call you back here in a little bit as soon as I grab it and have a chance.
Yeah. I'll try to keep my phone open and stay at my desk. If not, you know, like I think has happened, I call you right back. But we'll get this set up. In this case, I need just about 5 minutes, realistically, just 5 minutes to get things set up. Maybe even less if I do some of it now. I would want to put a security question on your account, just added security for you. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are affiliated with AAC Metro Painting, Roofing, and Construction, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we're still going to want you to give us the answer to the security question. Anyone who calls you, even more importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they're going to need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options are either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Veronica.
Veronica? Okay. So I got that all set up and squared away. Like I said, we'll schedule your follow-up call with our technician once I speak with you. That should only take 5 minutes or so. All right, I'll talk to you when you give us a call, and looking forward to getting this going. I'm pretty excited.
All right, thank you.
You take care, and we'll talk to you in a bit. Thank you, sir. Okay.